Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and winologist expert. She is your featured host today on January Jones Sharing Success Stories. So sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones with her eclectic roster of guests as you learn life's lessons. These stories plus sharing equals success. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you are entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
Now let me ask you a question. This is a good question. Are you a passionate person? Well, I certainly hope so. Tell me, can you imagine what it would be like to find the connection between passion and success? Have you ever wondered why your passion is hidden? Now, would you like to learn what happens when the heart and head meet in a passionate way? Well, I want to hear all about that for sure. Tell me, have you ever heard about two wonderful books, one called Against the Grain, and the other book coming out soon is Successonomics? Now, would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that we're looking for today? Now, are you ready to learn how to be successful and how to discover your own personal passion? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place, and I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Today, my guest co-host, who's been with us before and is one of my favorite co-hosts, he will provide us with information, inspiration, and some really, really great advice about passion and success. I'm pleased to announce that this show is now live on Talk for Media and syndicated on iHeartRadio Talk with over 55 million subscribers. We are archived 24/7 for your listening pleasure at iHeartRadio. Our show has now had over 2.2 million listeners to date. So now it's time for you to sit back and relax as you enter the no-wine zone. Pour yourself a glass of wine, get some cheese and crackers, and enjoy our show. Now let me tell you a little bit about our guest today. He is the founder of the Milo Services Enterprises and the creator of Lead Up Biz. As CEO and founder, he has introduced to the business world a progressive and dynamic way of training and pursuing career development. He has led corporations, nonprofit organizations, and thousands of individuals to new heights, allowing them to unlock their hidden potential. He brings 30 years of experience into project management and training across varied industries, including retail, defense, state and federal government, and hospitality. He has worked with all size projects from small and local to international, costing over $100 million up to $500 billion, involving teams from 100 to over 10,000. It's my pleasure to have on our show again today, Miles Miller. Hi, Miles. How are you doing today, dear?
Oh, I'm doing great, January. Thanks so much for having me back on, and I'm really excited to talk about passion today.
Oh, I know. What a great topic.
It is a good one.
Yeah, okay. So what's your take on passion? What does passion have to do Anything?
Well, passion has to do with a lot of things. I'm certain when people initially hear that word, they think, oh, he's going to talk about love, and he's going to talk about having passion. You know, and certainly that is a component. That is definitely a component. But I think based on what you had in your introduction and what we want to pursue today, what I want to focus on and talk with you about today and share with your listeners is this idea about being passionate about something that will help you become more successful at whatever it is you're doing, whether it's passionate about a particular career pursuit, a passion for a new job opportunity, a passion for a new entrepreneurial, I've never done that before, but I have a passion for it, or maybe you're just passionate about a hobby or something you kind of do on the side, and you're wondering, how do I turn that passion for this or that into something that could truly become very successful?
Well, you know, Miles, as I'm listening to you, and I'm sure my listeners are having probably very similar thoughts, how do you find your passion? Because I know it took me a long, long time to find mine.
Oh, yeah, and I could say the same is true of me as well, January, because I tried all kinds of things to find passion, because there was always this desire in me to do something on my own. So what I fed that with initially was actually doing things for other people that I thought would lead to me doing stuff for myself. Like, I used to sell vacuum cleaners. I used to sell insurance. I used to sell vending machines. I used to sell all kinds of different stuff for other people, and it was never really anything that I truly was passionate about. And therefore, quite honestly, I was never really good at it. And so what I encourage people to do when they're thinking about their passion, and they're thinking about, you know, what is it I should be doing, or what, you know, what am I passionate about? I start with a very simple premise, and sometimes it is really simple. I say to people, if there's one thing you could do every day for the rest of your life and not, and this is the part that some people don't like to think about initially, not get paid for it initially, but you would do it just because you love doing it, what would be that one thing?
Oh,
and
wow.
That begins to get people to focus in on, okay, because see, I believe we got to take the monetary aspect out of it. I know that's scary for a lot of people, but I think initially, if that's the only thing we're focused on is how do I make money at this, potentially we squash the passion for it.
Okay. Well, I can answer that one. The one thing I am passionate about doing, and believe me, I've had many years where I did not get paid, and that for me is doing a radio show and sharing other people's success stories on the show. And of course, it's become successful, and I think that's because I'm passionate about it. Don't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you would not be the success you are today, January, if you didn't have a passion for what you're doing. And it's true for me as well. My success would only be marginal at best. And I'd be wondering how come more isn't happening? How come I'm not able to get further ahead? And quite honestly, if we're honest with ourselves, a lot of times it comes back to, am I really passionate about this, or am I just going through the motions? Am I just, you know, going to work or doing whatever I'm doing day in and day out, dreading every day I have to get up and go do it again? Every moment it seems I'm doing it, I'm miserable. Where's the passion, you know? And that's what I always challenge people with when they tell me, well, I'm doing this, but I really don't like it. And I often say to them, well, where's the passion? Well, I really don't like what I'm doing. Well, maybe you should do something else, right?
Well, what is at the heart of passion in achieving success? I know I finally found it, and I'm in my 70s. How can we help people accelerate it? We don't want them to have to reinvent the wheel. What are some things they can do to find their passion right now?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the things, as I mentioned before, was focusing on things that you really enjoy doing. But secondly, ask yourself each and every day honestly, Do I have a sense at the end of the day that I've achieved something worthwhile, that I've done something? It doesn't have to be large. It doesn't have to be magnanimous that changed the entire world. But did you do anything of significance that day? And is it something you want to do again tomorrow? That could lead you to where your passion might be. The other thing is, and I don't know about you, January, but most days I get up, I'm going to be honest with your listeners, it's not every day, I'd like it to be every day, but most days I get up, and I can't wait to get going. I'm excited about what the day has. I have a certain routine I get into to get my mind ready and my heart ready, as I like to say, because you need both of those working together. But that's what fires me up, and that's what gets my passion going every day. I'm looking forward to that day. I'm looking forward to the possibilities. And I think for your listeners, that's what you got to find. It's a combination of several of those things. It's finding what you really like to do, what you enjoy doing. It's also being able to turn that into something you look forward to doing each day, and it's also being able at the end of each day, looking back and saying, I did something of significance today. I made a difference. It may have only been in maybe my life or someone else's life or some aspect of that day, but I want to do that again tomorrow. That's what's going to feed that passion. That's what's going to give us a heart and a desire for that passion each and every day.
Yeah, and what a thing, something you enjoy doing at the end of the day, you have to think about it, and what a great question to ask yourself is, have you made a difference? And it doesn't have to be like a worldwide thing, as you said, Miles. It can be one-to-one. If you've helped one person, what an amazing feeling that is. Don't you agree?
Absolutely. I get the greatest satisfaction out of sometimes just helping a stranger, and this is going to sound maybe a little bizarre, helping a stranger smile and find happiness in their day. That, and for some of your listeners, maybe that's not what their passion will be, but that for me gives me passion. It does my heart so good and my head to be able to have made someone smile. Maybe I had to act a little goofy or a little crazy or draw them out of the shell they were in a little bit just so they could enjoy a little bit more of their day. But to me, that feeds my passion, and I know that even for that brief moment or two that I was with that person, if I got them to smile, I got them to at least enjoy a moment of what may be a very challenging or difficult day, boy, doesn't that get me to feel like maybe that difference may last them all day long. What could happen if that was the case? Maybe they'll go and talk to someone who they might do the same to, and that ripple effect, oh my gosh, now there are people experiencing greater passion in their day and feeling better about what's going on in their life. Wow, amazing.
That's terrific. And, you know, I'm such a believer in the play it forward philosophy of life. If you do something nice or good for someone and then they do it to the next person, it just takes on a whole life of its own. This is a fantastic show. We're going to take a break here from our sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to talk with Miles about, can you truly succeed in life without passion? We'll be right back.
Joining January Jones as her co-host on the show is Miles Miller, the Great Success Creator. Miles is a two-time best-selling author with books entitled Against the Grain and Successonomics. He continues to transform 100,000 people all over the world through his speaking and training. His uplifting and essential messages like Bulletproof, Time Machine, and Strength in Numbers are impacting every audience he meets. Together with January Jones, they'll explore how to be successful and what steps you can take to achieve the success you want. Visit successhq.net, leadup.biz, and learningbreaks.com. Layla, a book by Jeannie Kerrigan, will take you on a journey, a raw, heart-wrenching journey. The final resting place? love. Jeannie is an author, healer, and executive director of Ricky's Revolution Nonprofit. You can get your copy of her book at JeannieCarrigan.com. Ricky's Revolution comes directly out of Layla, dedicated to helping homeless runaway youths and victims of sex trafficking reach a place of safety. We distribute Jeannie's monkey named Ricky with vital hotline numbers embroidered on him free to children on the street through loving collaboration with thousands. Proceeds from the book and your donations have saved lives. Ricky'sRevolution.org. Lately, there's a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, you'll find out what people whine about and how to stop them from whining. This is the perfect gift book to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shalt Not Whine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor, with her book being published in Korea and China. You can find Thou Shalt Not Whine at Amazon.com.
Welcome back to the No Whine Zone. My guest co-host today is Miles Miller, CEO and founder of Lead Up. He joined a select group of the world's leading experts, along with noted business development expert, best-selling author, and speaker Brian Tracy, to co-author the book entitled Against the Grain. The world's leading experts reveal how they achieve positive results in a down economy. Wow, Miles, that must have been very exciting when you were invited to participate in that project.
It surely was. It definitely fulfilled a passion of mine, which was to always write a book. And I'll be honest with you, January, I've always had some ideas for them. I've even got a few drafts of them sitting around. But I was always, quite honestly, very hesitant to get it out there. And then this opportunity came along to co-author this book with Brian Tracy and share some ideas. And all of a sudden, you know, in short fashion, and it took a few months, about 9 months in total from start to finish, but all of a sudden that passion of being an author, and then on top of that to be a best-selling author, I was like, wow, okay. So, and once again, it reinforces that idea that I was sharing in the last segment with your listeners, that pursuing your passion, I'm not going to say there's not pitfalls along the way, but doing it, when you achieve it, you want to do more. It's like, wow, that was awesome. Let me do it again. And of course, I did get to do it again, and it's contagious. When you start pursuing your passion and you start having some progress, and it doesn't have to be large leaps and bounds of success, but even a few steps, like, you know, being able to meet with the publisher as I did, being able to work with Brian Tracy and talk about our different concepts for what we were going to write with. And Brian Tracy has been, for me, what I call a virtual mentor for decades. Mm-hmm. I've followed him. I've read his books. The very first book of his I read, which I loved, was called Eat the Frog. Everybody should read that book. It's all about stopping procrastination and doing what's the most important thing first. It may be the most hardest thing to do each day, but do that first. Big believer in that. And so, you know, being able to work with him, it kind of built that passion. And then, of course, I see the book and I see the cover art, and I'm like, I'm on the cover with Brian Tracy. Are you kidding me? Could it get any better than this? And then, of course, we were fortunate to have the opportunity to have the book become a bestseller as well, as you've had the same. And, you know, and once again, I tell people, you know, once that passion catches you and you start going with it, all kinds of things will begin to happen. And the more you feed the fires of that passion by doing things and keep focusing on it, It's just amazing how that can foster things that will continue to help you down that path of success you want to have.
Well, you contributed a chapter entitled Success Build Factors from Knowledge to Action.
Yep.
On the day of the release, Against the Grain, the world's leading experts reveal how they achieve positive results in a down economy, achieve bestseller status in 5 Amazon.com categories. The book reached bestseller status in the following categories: direct marketing, marketing, entrepreneurship, marketing and sales, and personal finance. Wow, that was an exciting day for you, wasn't it?
It was one, I will never forget, and it's a day that I hope other people, whether it's writing a book or doing something else, in some way, shape, or form, that you too will get to experience that. You know, having something out there that you want to accomplish, and you find a way to make that happen, and you pursue your passion, and it becomes a reality. And you take what I tell people all the time, ideas, dreams are wonderful things. They are the fosters of reality, but they only become reality when you pursue them. You have to focus on them, you have to find ways to fulfill them, and if you can do that, you will feed your passion, and once you do it once, you'll want to do it again. Once you do it twice,
yeah,
you want to do it again. It's contagious.
Yeah, and quite addictive. You know,
yeah,
when my book came out, I only, which I was thrilled about, achieved rankings in two categories. One was humor, which is actually what I did. I attempted to write a humorous book, and the funniest thing, Miles, is the other category was religion.
There you go.
And that was just a very, very pleasant surprise. So if anyone's out there listening and they want to write a book and go to the top of the bestseller list, include one of the commandments. I think that's probably my tip of the day.
That's great advice. I might have to take that to heart for my next offering. I like that, January.
Yeah, go for the religion category.
Sure.
Now, Miles, let's talk a little bit about passion. Is it just a matter of the heart, or how much is the head involved in this whole process?
Yeah, and that's where I find people, unfortunately, sometimes will get a little confused. When they hear the idea of passion, and they're absolutely right in their first inclination, passion is an emotion. There's no doubt about it. So logically, and it's funny, I just used the word logically, but I'll come back to that in a minute. But logically, passion is an emotion. That's where it starts. It does start in the heart. But what feeds passion, what fosters passion beyond the emotion and makes it deeper and broader and longer and long-lasting is what you think about in your head about that passion that came from your heart. So I'm a big believer that the two have to work together, and it's not a 50-50 or a 60-40 split. It's going to constantly be almost like a wave that's going back and forth. Your heart needs to feed your head needs to feed your heart, and it's an ongoing experience that they both have throughout whatever it is you're pursuing. Your heart is probably where things are going to start, because that's what initially is going to give you the spark of inspiration and desire to pursue something. The idea may have come from your head initially, but then your heart, through the passion in your heart, is going to drive that. But then you almost need to circle back to your mind and your head and think about, okay, now how do I make that happen? And that's where, and this is challenging for some people, because I'm sure, January, you know people, I know people, who are extremely emotional and maybe not so rational. And I also know a lot of people who are really rational and maybe not too emotional. What you have to find for each and every one of your listeners and for all of us to be successful and to really dive into and tap into the passion that we have for whatever it is we pursue is a balance between those. And once again, it's not equal, it's not 50-50, but it's a balance so that you know when to move from the emotional to the rational and back and forth, and keep feeding that passion that you have throughout that whole process. And if you can do that, you're going to be well on your way to achieving amazing success in whatever it is you're pursuing.
Well, it's almost like almost like a symbiotic relationship between your heart and your head, and deciding what you're passionate about and how you want to approach it and what you want to do with it. It's a thing that people, I am listening to you and thinking, oh my gosh, I took so long to find my passion. How can people accelerate this process? What can they do to make this happen faster?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, there's a lot of practical ways to do this. I'll give you one that has worked really well for me. This is going to be probably the most challenging part of doing this exercise. First, you have to find a quiet place where you won't be interrupted for about 30
okay.
minutes.
Okay, that's
some
tough.
Some people, that could be a challenge, right?
Okay.
What you have to do then is make sure you're not going to have any distractions. What I mean, and this is really going to be hard for some people, is detach from your phone, detach from electronic devices, don't have any television, radio, nothing on, because what you truly want to do is get inside of your head and your heart during this exercise. And you know as well as I do, January, I've experienced it, I'm sure you have as well, and definitely I'm sure your listeners have too, where we've been trying to do something, we've been trying to focus, and every time we try to focus, something happens. It interrupts us, and we can't get back. And so I tell people, you know, and this is going to sound bizarre as well, your house may not be the quietest place for you to go and do this. Right?
Okay.
So find a place you can do that. I have a great friend of mine who just wrote me an email the other day, and he also posted this on his Facebook. He's a school teacher. He teaches math and fifth grade students, I believe. Amazing job with that. He's an amazing teacher. But he actually took a day off from work and went out into the woods for a time of self-reflection and quiet. And I'm like, wow, should we not be doing more of that for ourselves individually? And I know people are going to say, oh, I can't do that. Really? Have you tried, you know, even a half a day, you know? But anyhow, back to my exercise. Find that quiet place. Then, piece of paper, something to write with.
Okay.
There you go. So wherever that is, you're going to be. Wherever that space is, get that piece of paper, get something to write with. This is going to help you focus. I find that having things in your head or in your heart get more powerful when you write them down and you actually see them. This is important. So get a piece of paper, get something to write with. And then this is where some people who are very analytical will want to do bullets or numbers. Don't worry about that right now. Just start writing. Write all the things down on this piece of paper. I don't care if you do it in list form, you write it out in just lines, whatever works for you. Just let it come and flow naturally from your mind and your heart. And start writing down all the things that you enjoy about your life, what you like to do, what you wish you could do, ideas that you've had either from the past, the present, maybe things you're looking into the future and saying, boy, I'd really like to do that. Those shoulda, coulda, woulda things that you don't want to have happen to you, make sure that you're writing down those things so that those aren't shoulda, coulda things that you look back on. They're actually going to be potential things you pursue. All those things. Just let your mind start flowing and thinking about, what do I want to do? What interests me? What am I excited about? What are things that I've always thought I'd like to experience or pursue, but I've never done? You know, start asking those questions about your life, your experiences to date, and your future, and start writing those things down. And just let it be free form. Now, some of your listeners might be thinking, oh my gosh, this sounds really weird. Well, it is a little bit, but we have to become introspective, and that's really what we're doing in this exercise, before we can begin to understand how to live that out. We have to look inside, we have to understand who we truly are before we can become the successes we want to be as people.
Oh, this is so wonderful. Well, you know, I have a shoulda, coulda thing that I need to do, and that's to hear from our sponsors.
Okay.
And when we come back with Miles, we're going to share his website information and how you can connect with him. We'll be right back.
Have you ever met someone who was shot in the chest in cold blood and lived to tell it? Now you have. Meet Hannah Lugerai Murray, author, advocate, and survivor of domestic violence. and now the founder and president of Angel of Mercy Shelter of Hope. Her dreamlike life turned to horror as her raging husband stood across her and fired his gun. She was left for dead. By a miracle, she survived to tell her story. Her book is available on Amazon and her website. If you'd like to have a personally signed copy, please visit her website at livetotellit.com. Hannah is now in the process of raising money to build her own shelter in Chandler, Arizona. Her shelter will house abused women, their children, and unique to Arizona, their pets. For more information, please visit her website at angelofmercyshelter.org. Are you living the life you always wanted? Is your relationship fulfilling or a constant roller coaster ride? Do you know how to chart your own path? If you are sick of struggling, overwhelmed, stressed, but desire balance, emotional freedom, and a purposeful life, then it's time to try something that really works. Dr. Casey's unique result-oriented emotional mastery technique will teach you how to be your own therapist while empowering you to be your best. Learn more at drsimoncasey.com. That's drsimoncasey.com.
Have you ever met someone who was unforgettable? Someone who has touched your heart and soul? People who have faced difficult problems? People who have fearlessly shared their stories, their struggles, and their successes? People who have priceless personalities? In my new book, Priceless Personalities, Success Stories Shared by January Jones, I am honored to be able to share with you people dealing with problems such as incest, molestation, child abuse, drug abuse, polygamy, unemployment, scandal, starting over, self-esteem, and workplace issues. My guests have all been exciting, eclectic, and energizing. They will amaze, amuse, and even astonish you. You will adore getting to meet them at Amazon.com. My book is now available, 2-for-1, paperback and Kindle editions.
I'm also pleased to announce that Priceless Personalities is now available at audiobooks.com. We have a priceless personality visiting with us today. My guest is Miles Miller. And Miles, I would like to have you share your website information. I have your website up on my computer. And share with our listeners what they can find there and how they can get your book.
Sure, absolutely. Thank you, January. The best site for your listeners to go to, where they can find all the other sites and a lot of the other businesses that were already mentioned on your show, is simply go to Miles, my first name, M-Y-L-E-S, of success.com. If they go to that site, they'll find I have a blog out there. I've got all the other businesses out there. They can easily link to those. They can look at and check and get the books that were mentioned already. They can also have an opportunity to connect with me and maybe have me come and speak and train or whatever that is their need is with regards to helping them or their organization become more successful. Best place to go, milesofsuccess.com. From there, they can connect to me, and I'll be glad to connect to them.
Oh, I love that. That's so clever, Miles of Success. That's wonderful.
I have to give that to my marketing team. They came up with that. And initially, I have to be honest, I stepped away from it. I was like, why would I put my name in my web? Okay. They convinced me that it should be in there, and it was kind of catchy, and I'm like, okay, so that's what we went with, so thank you for that.
Well, that's a great brand for you. Now, let's talk a little bit about, can people have a passion for more than one thing at the same time?
I think they can. And what I have found, and this is true even in my own life, you can have a passion for one thing and have a passion for something else. And initially, you may not even think that they're similar. But over time, as you work through and are experiencing those passions and pursue them, they might be separate interests. All of a sudden, I have found, and it may be true for others as well, I found that they begin to come together more, and you begin to, and maybe it's because I'm just getting older, January, I don't know, but I have more to look back on as I get older, and I'm like, that's why I did that, you know, because this is no lie, this is the honest to God's truth. When I was 19 years old, I was asked to teach my grandparents' Sunday school class. Now, who in the world would have asked a 19-year-old, literally just coming out of my teens, to teach a class of people that, and my grandparents were in the class. Grandparents, you know, people who were my grandparents' age. Back then, they would have been probably in their late 50s, early 60s.
Sure.
You know, all of them old enough to be either my parents or grandparents. And
little
and
pressure.
Like, yeah, exactly. I was scared to death, to say the least. Because my first thought was, well, they have to know more about the Bible than I do, because they've been studying it for decades. I don't even have 2 decades under my belt. And I didn't start when I was a baby. But I felt this calling. I was encouraged by pastors in my church and others, and they said, we think you can do this. And you know, initially, I have to be honest, I thought it was a joke. I was like, what? And I thought, no, they wouldn't set me up to fail. They see something in me that I don't see in myself yet, which was the passion to be able to speak to other people, have the opportunity to share with other people, inspire people. And even at 19, I began to find a passion to want to do that. And then I started my career, and I started working in different corporations and industries, as you described earlier in the program. And I found myself constantly drawn to providing, you know, whether it was through the various technologies I was developing with teams and what have you as part of projects. We were developing services and technologies to help people. And then often I would have to train and speak to those people about how to use those technologies. And so... And I was still teaching Sunday school. I was still teaching youth group. And so here I am pursuing all these different passions. I'm training. I'm speaking. And here I am, you know, 5 decades into my life now, 52 years old, and getting older every day, as we all are. But I look back and I say, you know, there were 2 different passions. I didn't initially see that they were similar, even a path that would meld together. But now, after starting my first company about 6 years ago now, over 6 years ago now, I see that, you know, how my passion has led me. And it took a while to get there, no doubt about it. But how my passion, even though I made some missteps along the way, made a few wrong turns, went down a few roads I shouldn't have gone down, as we all learn in life, you know, learn those experiences, my passion has led me.
Yeah. And that's a big part of it. And it's interesting that you shared that you still teach Sunday school, because obviously that was going to be one of my questions. Are you still involved in a religious part of your life? Now, let's talk about each day. Some days I wake up and I have one passion. And other days, it's different, and you can do that, can't you?
I think so. I don't know. I think, and this is where that, you know, when we think about love and passion, I think this is true. They say, and it may or may not be relevant for everyone, but they say that when you miss something for a while and you come back to it, you feel a renewal, if you will. You feel a renewal of like, oh my gosh, I miss this. And it's almost like a rekindling, I like to call it, of a passion that maybe, I won't say it was lost, but maybe it was just sitting a little dormant for a while. So I agree with you, January. I think being able to have a passion about 1 or 2 or 3 or more things, and being able to balance it. I don't encourage people to be passionate about everything, because you might burn yourself out. But have, you know, several different passions, and maybe you only focus on one of them today for whatever reason, but then tomorrow you have a whole different passion that's part of something you enjoy doing, and you do that. And then there are some days maybe you experience, and I've had this happen, you have the opportunity to experience 2 or 3 things that you're very passionate about in the same day. And I think that's great, because it really helps you to, like I said, have those opportunities to rekindle and remember, wow, I really enjoyed doing this. I'm glad I'm back at it again. I miss doing this, even if it was for a week or so. Sometimes I miss those passionate things that I enjoy doing.
And sometimes it's so spontaneous, it catches you off guard, but those are the best moments in life. And I want to share that I have a passion for my sponsors, and we're going to hear from them right now.
Okay.
January is thrilled to be welcoming Dr. Nancy Irwin, who will be co-hosting on iHeartRadio with January Jones. as a doctor of psychology, clinical hypnotist, and author of U-Turn, Changing Direction in Midlife. Dr. Nancy is an agent for change. Many people believe that change can be scary, but she believes it can actually be creative and fun. She does know a thing or two about change because at age 44, she transitioned from a stand-up comedian to shrink. Oh, believe her, the road from comedy to mental health is very short indeed. Most fears are learned, and the good news is whatever we learned, we can unlearn. Smoking, overeating, fear of public speaking, test anxiety, what have you. On our show, we'll be discussing how you can dissolve that negative programming and free your inner winner. Change is inevitable. You can either affect it or accept it. Visit her site, drnancyirwin.com. One expert, one solution. The book, The 411 on Step Parenting, teaches you how to create a well-blended step family. The 411 on Surviving Teenhood helps parents and teens cope with teenage temptations, teachable moments, and teenage social dilemmas. The books, The 411 on Life Skills and Ace Your Life, helps those living on their own with home and money management, personal care and safety, and much more. An award-winning, best-selling author, registered nurse, and personal growth mentor, Michelle Sfakianos will help you. Get the 411, my411books.com. What is AATH? The Association for Applied and Therapeutic Humor is a nonprofit, member-driven, international community of humor and laughter professionals and enthusiasts. AATH provides its members the education, cutting-edge resources, and supportive community they need to excel in the practice and promotion of healthy humor. AATH welcomes anyone who is interested in learning more about the application and benefits of therapeutic humor. Members include scholars, psychologists, counselors, nurses, social workers, physicians, educators, clergy, hospital clowns, and many others who incorporate humor in their life and work. AATH was created to disseminate information about humor and laughter, laughter play, and well-being, provide a caring, supportive community of humor professionals and enthusiasts. Check out our AATH at www.aath.org today.
Welcome back with January Jones, sharing success stories. My guest today, Miles Miller. Miles, let's talk a little bit about what do you do when someone is trying to find their passion and they can't quite connect with it? How do you help them do that?
Right. Yeah, one of the things I encourage people to do, and once again, whether you do it through a list or you just take time to think about it, but I'm a big believer of writing things down in addition to just having thoughts in your head, is think about, you know, what do I love? What do I love in the context of, and not, we could talk about passion for people and what have you, and maybe that is one of your passions, but what do I love to do? What do I love to read? What do I love to create? What do I love to imagine? What do I love to dream? What do I love to pursue? You know, those will start sparking. And I think it truly is a spark. I mean, no one should think, you know, overnight my passion is all of a sudden going to become a blazing bonfire. Well, it might, but that may be more than one can handle. So it typically starts as a spark. And sometimes you have to, almost like a flint, if you've ever tried to use a flint to light a campfire or what have you, you got to strike it a few times. It typically, you know, unless you're really good with a flint, I've seen some people who use them, they're experts. You know, some of them get it on the first try. Most of us, in trying to use the physical flint, you know, may have to hit it a few times. The same is true about finding our passion. We're going to have to strike that flint several times to get that spark that's going to start to kind of hit that kindling, if you will, of what it is we really want to pursue and what we want to do. And I always tell people when they're talking to me about, I'm trying to find my passion, I don't know where it is, I don't know what it is. I said, well, the first step is just that. You have to find it, and you have to start pursuing and thinking about, once again, what we've talked about here today. You know, what do you like to do and what have you? And once you find what those things are, and hopefully it may be more than one, but it could be just one, once you find it, then you have to take each and every day and spend time each day. It doesn't have to be the whole day, but it has to be a portion of the day, maybe you 15 minutes, maybe an hour, and you have to focus on that passion, just like when you first have that flint and you get the kindling and you get that whatever that fire starter material is, you want that to catch, so you kind of blow on it a little bit, maybe get some air circulating to get that flame kind of started. Same thing, you have to focus on that fire and that flame and that passion. And then once you start to get that and you get it going, you add some pieces of wood to it. That's helping to focus the fire and get it kind of building up. And then you begin to figure out through that, the last step I've often shared with people about passion is fulfillment. How do I go from focusing on it and thinking about all the things I need to do to pursue that passion to actually making it happen? And that's where you begin to go, as we talked about earlier, from the heart idea and having the passion start there emotionally to really thinking rationally, what are the steps that I need to take to make this passion a reality?
And I think you have to be very open to the reality and the possibility that your passions will change over time. You know, you will find one passion and become very excited about it. And it, sometimes it just evolves into something else, doesn't it, Miles?
Oh, absolutely. And this is what I always tell. It's interesting. I was just this past weekend on Saturday, I was talking to a men's breakfast group about change and opportunity and being willing to step into opportunity through faith. And it was tied to a little bit of a biblical message. But I believe even if we don't have listeners out there who read the Bible or have a religious background, I think even pursuing anything of passion does take faith. It does take the ability to have some courage and bravery and say, I'm going to step out in faith and try this. And as you do that, what you're going to discover is, wow, I thought I was going to do that, but this is interesting. I didn't know I could possibly do this as well. And it could be, you know, you come to that proverbial fork in the road and you realize, well, I could pursue my passion that way, but this is a possibility I hadn't seen before, and you might not have seen if you hadn't pursued your passion a little bit, but it definitely changes. I think as we change ourselves, as we get older, as we mature, as we think about possibilities, and whatever inspires us, our passions may go from, I started with this, but I could do that, you know, and that's a good thing, and we should think about that and pursue that.
Now, this has been a wonderful interview, and I love sharing the journey with you. Thank you so much for visiting with us. And for my listeners, Miles will be back with us next month. I'm looking forward to that, Miles. I can't wait to see what we're going to talk about next month.
Oh, me too.
To my wonderful listeners, we hope you've enjoyed our show today. My upcoming guests will all amaze, amuse, and astonish you, just as Miles did. I would love to welcome you to our No Whining World. When you can, please sign on to JanuaryJones.com. If you would like to be a guest or advertise with us, just go to info@JanuaryJones.com. We really love sharing our stories, our struggles, and our secrets for success. Now, remember my mantra, if you think it, then you can do it. So for now, dear friends, stop with the whining and then start smiling and then start sharing our show with everyone you know. And if that doesn't work, start eating chocolate. Lots and lots of chocolate. Again, thank you to my wonderful guest, Miles Miller. This is January Jones thanking you for joining me today on my journey and reminding you to take care and stay safe as we close with music by Serantos. Yeah.
want to thank you for listening to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra, if you can think it, you can do it. That's what all of our guests have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own story with your family and friends. We hope that our guest stories will encourage you to explore an equation in your future that will combine your creativity plus connecting with others will enable you to be successful too. Always remember, your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity as you explore the wonderful world of January Jones. Thank you.